Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, a salute to the ABA. Over the weekend, it dawned on me that all four of the basketball teams from the American Basketball Association back in 1976 were now in the NBA's first round playoffs this year. The ABA's Indiana Pacers, Brooklyn Nets, Denver Nuggets, and the San Antonio Spurs all made it into the 2019 NBA playoffs. This marks just the sixth season out of 42 seasons since the NBA and ABA merger back in the 70s that all four of the ABA's surviving teams have made it into the NBA playoffs in the same year. San Antonio has made it into the NBA playoffs now for a record 22 straight seasons, winning five NBA championships during that time. Unfortunately, none of the other three ABA teams have won an NBA championship yet. So, with the ABA quartet into the first round of the NBA playoffs, my ancient basketball brain took an enjoyable nostalgia trip this weekend back into the 1970s to look at the always fun and suspenseful drama on the 9-year history of the American Basketball Association, the ABA. In the late 1960s, it became clear that football's American Football League was going to make it and join the established National Football League. And of course, if that idea was good and made money, let's do it again, this time with a competing basketball league. And so it was. When the ABA was born in 1967, there were only 10 NBA teams. There are now 30 playing in the NBA. The ABA began its play in 1967 with 11 cities participating. The Indiana or Indianapolis Pacers, as in the pace car at the Indy 500, get it? The New York, New Jersey Americans, who later changed their name to Nets. The Denver Rockets, who later changed their nickname to the Denver Nuggets. The Dallas Chaparrals, who moved to San Antonio 6 years later and became the San Antonio Spurs. The Kentucky or Louisville Colonels, as in KFC. The Houston Mavericks, we'll tell you about them later, the Minnesota or Minneapolis Muskies, which, by the way, is a type of fish in the northern states. I didn't know that. The New Orleans Buccaneers, the Oakland Oaks, the Pittsburgh Pipers, and the Anaheim Amigos comprised the original ABA in 1967. Only four of those teams ended up coming into the NBA 9 years later back in 1976. The Indiana Pacers and Kentucky Colonels, though, stayed in their same city for all 9 years of the ABA's existence and never changed their nicknames. The Denver Rockets officially changed their nickname in 1974 prior to the merger to Nuggets after the NBA had moved a team to Houston and called it the Rockets. The Houston Mavericks ABA franchise, though, moved twice. After two seasons in Houston playing before very sparse crowds, the team moved to North Carolina and became the Carolina Cougars, as they played their home games in several cities, Greensboro, Charlotte, Raleigh, and Winston-Salem. 5 years later, the team was moved again, this time to St. Louis, becoming the Spirits of St. Louis. For two seasons before the league was dissolved, the Spirits of St. Louis played to sparse crowds in St. Louis of less than 1,000 per home game, and that's being generous. The owners in St. Louis, though, were no dummies. They'd been left out of the NBA and ABA merger, but they demanded that they wanted to receive their percentage cut of any future television revenues associated with the ABA franchises in perpetuity. Well, back in the merger year of 1976, the NBA and ABA's television revenues were relatively insignificant, maybe a few million dollars per season. By the year 2012, reports claimed that the owners of the defunct St. Louis ABA franchise had received an estimated $255 million in television revenues since the league's 1976 merger with the NBA. In the last few years, the NBA apparently negotiated some type of buyout and renegotiated with the owners of the St. Louis franchise. They were awarded supposedly over $500 million in cash and a smaller future TV royalty percentage to effectively go away. Meanwhile, the other ABA franchises simply wandered from city to city and ultimately folded. The Minnesota Muskies, well, they became the Miami Floridians after just 1 year in Minnesota back in 1967. In 68, like the team in Carolina, the Floridians traveled all around the state with Miami, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Jacksonville, and West Palm Beach all hosting home games for the next 4 years until that team folded in 1972. The New Orleans Buccaneers swashbuckled their way to the very first ABA championship back in 1968. By 1970, though, the team had moved to Memphis and had new nicknames ranging from the Memphis Pros to the Memphis Sounds and, this one, the Memphis Tams, T-A-M, like Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi. Genius, huh? In 1975, the team moved to Baltimore and renamed itself, you ready? The Baltimore Hustlers. Even that one didn't go very well in Baltimore, and prior to the first game of the season, the team changed its nickname to the Baltimore Claws. However, they folded, during the preseason even, in Baltimore in 1975. The Oakland Oaks survived for two seasons before moving to Washington, D.C. and becoming the Washington Capitals in 1969. After just one season in D.C., the team relocated to Virginia, and like the teams in Carolina and Miami, they traveled from city to city, playing in Norfolk, Hampton, Richmond, and Roanoke for their home games for six seasons before the team folded just 1 month prior to the ABA and NBA deal in 1976. They couldn't come up with $75,000 of their franchise fees for that year. The Pittsburgh Pipers played just 1 year in the Steel City, and then, despite solid attendance, at least according to ABA standards, that is, the team moved to Minneapolis for its second season. Well, a lack of attendance in Minnesota in 1968 forced the team to come back to Pittsburgh in 1969. The team returned to Steel City, but the fans there weren't too happy that the Pipers had, quote, played them, pun intended. So management opted for a name the team contest in Pittsburgh. The winning entry? The Pittsburgh Pioneers. Unfortunately, a local college also had the Pioneer nickname, and they threatened to sue the team, Plan B, and they took another name. They became known as the Pittsburgh Condors for three seasons, before the team folded in 1972, 4 years before the merger. Then there's the Anaheim Amigos, who played 1 year under that interesting name and became the Los Angeles Stars in 1968 after one season in Anaheim. After two lackluster years, though, in the Tinseltown City, the Stars relocated to Salt Lake City and became the Utah Stars. The Utah Stars drew really good crowds, 8,500 per game, but the owner apparently wasn't very good at math and managing the team's expenses. The team folded in 1975 after the owner missed the team's payroll. Salt Lake City ultimately received an NBA team in 1979. When the New Orleans Jazz NBA franchise owner decided to relocate his team there. Oddly enough, they didn't change the team's nickname, and the Utah Jazz still plays in the NBA today. Well, the American Basketball Association brought us the red, white, and blue basketball, which I still love. The three-point shot, which I love, and the NBA eventually adopted in 1969 and added a significant increase in player talent, such as future Hall of Famers Dr. J, Julius Erving, Moses Malone, Dan Issel, Artis Gilmore, and my personal favorite, sharpshooting guard, Louis Dampier. The ABA's teams and talented players gave the NBA some much-needed energy and innovation at a time when professional basketball was struggling to find its niche. Swamp Swami salutes and will forever treasure his memories of the ABA.
Give it all you got. Take your very best shot and may the best team win. The time is now. The name of the game is action. They're on the floor and they're ready to score. So let the game begin. And let's see how the ball's